Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem.
Dear Flabby, I have a college paper on freedom of speech, and I was looking for examples of it in our society. I was wondering what you thought about the PMRC hearings of 1985 and what made them important in America's constant battle for censorship in the name of childlike innocence. Do you think certain types of music like Motley Crue should be censored for the kids, or do you think we should allow kids to be exposed to the violence-oriented, occult-themed, and drug-abusing bands of the 80s? With love, kind of Flabby. All right, we're not going to so much as answer this question, but argue.
Okay. Do you go ahead.
I can give my statement, mm-hmm. your counter statement, and then my counter statement, and then we can say, hope that helped.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you're just going to let me go through the whole thing?
Sure.
Okay. I am okay with them putting labels on things that need to be purchased. You need to be an adult to purchase.
Okay.
Such as music. I am okay with some self-appointed committee applying this sticker and deciding that this is for mature audiences only, and if you're 14, you can't buy this.
Okay.
You're going to say, who the fuck are they to decide what my kids can listen to? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, if you want your kids to listen to it, then fucking buy it and give it to them. At least spend some time with your kids going to the store before shutting them in the room to listen to this obscene bullshit.
Okay.
You're going to say, what's obscene? I'm going to say, I'll know it when I see it.
Hope that helps.
Hope that helps.
Awesome. Do you even know what the PMRC was?
Yes.
And you think
Tipper Gore, right?
Yes. You think that's a good thing?
I don't remember what happened. I know that Luther Campbell was big in it. Who else?
Jello Biafra.
Yeah, Shaka Jabra.
Yeah, I too.
I saw him. I like him. Okay, so ask me a question that I can answer, not just some blanket statement.
The question would be, why would a group of like middle-aged women get to decide what my child should be able to listen to? I mean, should be able to decide what's appropriate for my child.
So you have every right as a parent,
yes,
to buy it and play it for your kids.
Yes. But you're missing the effect of what really happened from the PMRC. So what happened was they put the stickers on. They're the ones that came out with the parental advisory stickers or whatever. So at the time, the biggest seller of cassettes and CDs and all that kind of shit was Walmart. And Walmart,
not true.
At that, okay, no. Maybe they weren't the biggest. They were huge, right?
That was years later when Walmart said they weren't going to sell that shit.
Yes.
Walmart was just a fucking farm store when all this shit was going on.
Okay.
Get your facts
so
straight.
Years later, Walmart said they're not going to sell anything with a parental advisory sticker on it, right? So at the beginning of this argument, we're at the top of the slope, and we literally watched as we went down the slope. I'm not making the slippery slope argument. This literally happened. Years later, Walmart said we're not going to sell records that have a parental advisory sticker. So the record labels forced bands to re-record some of their music, cutting out the shit that was inappropriate to Tipper Gore. That's horseshit.
It's not. And here's why. You take the Two Life Crew album that sparked all of this. I think it was As Nasty As They Want to Be.
Okay.
It was like a quadruple platinum record. They made billions and trillions of dollars off this album. And then they re-recorded the clean version to sell at Walmart and made another $1 billion on top of it. So Walmart decided they weren't going to sell it or whatever. Again, that was years later. Mm-hmm. They still found a way to get the record company still found a way to get obnoxiously wealthy off of this album.
You don't think that somebody who bought a clean version of a Two Live Crew album is a complete and total douchebag? Who the fuck would buy a clean version of the Two Live Crew of any Two Live Crew album? You have to be a fucking tool.
I had it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. What right. A douche.
Two Live Crew. Well, that way I could play it in front of my stepmom.
Douche. Play it in your room, like with headphones, like a real man. Douchebag.
Two Live Crew album sales. As a result of the controversy, sales of the Nasty As They Want to Be remained brisk, selling over 2 million copies. It peaked at number 29. Okay, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, anyway, so the problem, and I think I referenced it when I was making the fake argument, mm-hmm. is you can't identify what is obscene.
Right.
But I'll know it when I see it.
Right. So the term that they have now is the Karen, right? That's the derogatory term for, you know, women who call the manager or whatever. That's what Tipper Gore was. Like, that's like Tipper Gore was like just going to call the manager of the music industry. And like, we can't make the, you know what I'm saying? That's
okay. And, so I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Would you be okay? Try to answer this honestly. Don't give me your fake bullshit propaganda type answers.
Okay.
Would you be okay if your, how old is your, you have three kids or two or four? Something
six.
Okay, how old's your middle kid?
Wait. 13 and 15.
Would you be okay with your 13-year-old being able to walk into a store and buying a porno? Like a Roxy Ray bowling pin up her butt?
No, not necessarily, no.
Okay. Like, because you know you're trying to raise your kids to make good choices. But he's still a pervert, like all kids are.
Yeah, sure.
And if he has the opportunity, he's gonna buy the bowling pin and the butt video.
Sure. I see what you're doing, but you're wrong.
Okay, please explain how I'm wrong. Because I wasn't doing anything other than just coming up with another example.
It's another example that doesn't transfer. Like, you're telling me that there is some similarity between a Roxy Ray porno and a Two Live Crew album?
Are you saying there's not?
Absolutely not.
They're both talking, both graphic sex displayed in are graphic they, detail.
Are is it?
Lick so my ass up and down. Lick so, until your tongue turns doo-doo brown.
So you're telling me that there is nothing.
No, what I'm saying is they are both in the sex industry.
No, nope.
No, they are. We I think that was your reference that you made.
I never said music and porno are in the same industry. Never once did I say that.
Anything that has to do with sex is a whore. Two Live Crew is a whore in your words.
What the fuck are you talking about? That was women. This is men. That's totally different.
Okay. What? So just follow my road down. So
I'm
okay. Are you okay with them putting that you have to be 18 years old to buy porn?
Yes.
Now, what if it's just topless videos?
I can kind of see. I could probably be persuaded that it would be okay.
Okay, so you're okay with your kids looking at titty fucking videos as long as they blur the dick.
Whoa, wait a minute here. now you're changing. You're moving the goalposts.
I said as long as they blur the dick. So you can't. They can look at titties as long as the titties aren't sexualized.
Sure. That doesn't make any sense, but sure. You're trying to connect things that aren't connected. It's fine. With titty fucking. It's a dumb argument to say that there's any connection between music and porno. That's just stupid argument that doesn't work.
It does work. I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
Would you let your kids listen to erotic audiobooks on tape?
Probably.
You fucking weirdo.
Why?
It's okay. Bring them in here, put them on camera, and we're going to do a reaction video.
I have no interest in, like, you can't consume this, this, and this, but porno is a separate category. It is. I'm okay with something like that. There's a huge difference between porn and erotic audiobooks. It's a stupid argument to make. And you know, it's a stupid argument to make.
No, I don't. I found the chink in your armor.
What'd you call me?
Okay, hold on. Erotic stories. I'm going to find something and I'm going to call your kids.
Yeah, no. See, you already changed the goalpost. You're not talking to my kids at all.
No, I'm just going to read to them. We'll go with you want to talk to them about anal?
Oh, they have those? Huh. Can you send me a link? They have anal erotic audiobooks where they just talk about having anal sex?
Okay. Let's see here. Husband, boyfriend, but you, your first naked guy. He reaches you over, hefting you onto your knee, your other leg off the seat. Your foot on the floor. With one hand, he reaches between your legs. What's your kids' names? He reaches between your legs from behind and works you like a cow's tit.
Yep. What would be... my kids like comedy? What's that? That's funny. No, you can't read this comedy book. What?
He rides, starting slow, working you open, picking up speed as it gets easier, pumping. You feel your innards cook.
Perfect.
I'm hard.
You feel your innards cook.
You hope it means he's close, and then he slams hard, doing a long hip shimmy, reaching deep, pulling your head into the side door glass, and he holds himself all the way in. You feel yourself fill up. Then start to leak the jizz running down your leg.
We should write an erotic audio book.
You realize now how your pecker's been buzzing like an alarm you've ignored.
God, what the fuck? I didn't know it was this easy. I can write this.
Listen to this. You realize now how your pecker's been buzzing like an alarm you've ignored or a call you've let to go to voicemail. Buzzing and then spewing. You've come on the seat and it all mingles with the jizz leaking from your ass.
What?
You wonder, hold on. You wonder if sperm fights, if two men ejaculating in the same woman, their sperm would battle each other or simply try to outrace each other. It's funny. And you duck your head looking between your legs to see if the streams of semen ooze toward the crevice at the back of the seat. Huh. What was the question?